From NPR News, this is Day to Day. At the grocery store, just because food is labeled organic doesn't necessarily mean it is entirely organic. Some non-organic ingredients might be allowed in those products, and that's causing an uproar among health food advocates. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here with the unadulterated story. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, what's going on here with this list?
Well, this is an effort afoot to add 38 potential exceptions to the organic rule as ingredients that can be ingredients in organic products. Now, the Agriculture Department does mandate that if it has that green and white organic label, 95% of what's in a product has to be organic if it has that label. But the problem here is that producers say they just have to use some products that they can't get organically in their products.
Such as?
Well, such as some of the hops used in beer, which is important to all of us, I'm sure, and some certainly to journalists, but some fruit juice-based food colorings and dill weed for flavoring pickles. As I said, this list contains 38 potential exceptions to the organic rule.
You can't have organic dill weed? Interesting. Well, and if you can't make beer without hops and you can't get them organically, well, you know, what's the problem there?
Well, there's a sort of a fight on two levels here. First of all, people who want the standard to remain very strict complain that the government only gave them 7 days to respond after they released this list of 38 new items last week. They say they need more time to find out if there really are organic alternatives out there. And Joseph Mendelson at the Nonpartisan Center for Food Safety tells me there's another worry, too. He told me this morning that that worry is that you create kind of a chicken and egg question if you're too quick to exempt some ingredients from being organic. And he uses the example of those hops for beer.
We have a demand here, and we want to get this stuff produced organically to meet that demand. If we start carving out exceptions saying this stuff is never going to be commercially available, without real analysis of that, we'll never get someone to jump into that market and start producing hops organically.
So in other words, you don't want to interfere too much with people who might rise up to produce this product or, you know, that has by giving it an exemption.
Uh-huh. Well, last week the government decertified a big dairy farm's products here in California because it wasn't meeting organic standards. Has the organic certification program been effective?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, you know, people I've spoken to over the last couple of years say that the answer is a pretty resounding yes. That yes, the standards have worked and they do mean something. And the fact is that the federal organic label is one of the only food labels backed by nationally enforceable regulations, and efforts to weaken it have generally so far been pushed back.
So any signs, though, that they might be succeeding, that big business might be succeeding in watering down some of these standards?
Not yet. It appears most people don't want to mess with the meaning of that green and white label, in part for simple business reasons, because if consumers start doubting that it has real meaning, that could put a big dent in an industry that's really starting to gain traction and take off and that has a lot of potential in the years ahead.
Well, thank you, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.